Moon is in Pisces, and Venus enters Cancer. It's time for perfect happiness. Welcome to episode 75 in season 5 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021.
Ciao!
Pisces and Luna squares the Gemini Dragon's Head in its conjunction of Sol, sextile to Aries Chiron, and trine to Aquarian Saturn at 6:10 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, and then squares Sol at 8:24 a.m. There's plenty of good news going around. The only caveat being a little bit of caution and restraint is still necessary. We risk unleashing a plague of something or other from up and out of the unconscious, unless we're willing to treat our shadow with at least a modicum of respect. Luna sextiles Taurian Uranus in his square to Saturn and quintile to Cancer Mars at 9:22 a.m. Well, the same thing goes for getting some exercise, especially outdoors. A little cautious stretching and warming up, it goes a long way. And I mean that in the most metaphoric sort of way. Sol exactly sextiles Chiron in his sextile to Saturn and quintile to retrograde Gemini Mercury at 12:23 p.m. We'll expect to feel what Isaac Dinesen called the first perfect happiness, which is an excess of strength. Venus, in her trine to Piscean Jupiter, enters Cancer until July 22nd at 2:19 p.m. So the second perfect happiness, according to Dinesen, is to know for certain that you are fulfilling the will of God. Now, Venus is going to be in Cancer for the next 7.5 weeks. So expect plenty of opportunity to find out what that actually means for you, yourself. Mars, in his trine to Piscean Neptune and opposition to Capricorn Pluto, exactly quintiles Uranus at 4:18 p.m. Well, here's the third of those three perfect happinesses. The cessation of pain. Look for it. Mercury, in his or quincunx to Pluto and square to Neptune, exactly quintiles Chiron at 9:18 p.m. Just expect to feel like a kid again. A really happy kid, that is. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.